This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Listen up, everybody. These are the guys who sees the cheat, sees the cheat. Listen up, everybody. Now is the time to seize the cheat, sees the chipmunk, please. Chipmunk, please. Do I buy a car with my friend's dad? I'm from the USA, but I'm voting for rice. It's cool, it's cool. Jake wins the golden mic and Amir the turdy. Listen up, everybody. These are the guys who sees the cheat, sees the cheat. Listen up, everybody. Now is the time to seize the cheese, seize the cheese. If I were you, show.
That was really nice. A new take on an old classic.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
That was a remix of a remix. So I said it, Stoney remixed it, and then this guy did a remake of the remix.
Right. A PG version. This one, you can listen to it with the youngins, which is nice.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a tune that the kids deserve to hear. But the lewds are lewd, inappropriate, sexually irresponsible.
And charged. The original one was about, I don't know if it's really not PG rated, but it is about Ben blowing you. So that's like, if
what do you mean not PG related? Yeah, that's PG. That's way beyond PG rated. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like PG-13 or some shit like that.
PG-13 is like the hint of sex and like a kiss with tongue or something. This was like a fucking on-screen blowjob, okay? This was NC-17 shit. We basically, we borderline made a snuff film.
Yeah. So yeah, it's probably R, suggested R content. Yeah, for sure.
It should be removed from YouTube. That's, you could say that about half of our videos.
Actually, I asked for it to be removed, and a lawyer from like some viewer in Wisconsin, I guess representing a family of Christians, said that they had to keep it up for the time being, that they're going to be using it against us in a court of law or some shit like that. I don't know. I sort of stopped paying attention. I guess
Wisconsin, yeah. Christianites.
Yeah, I guess like they're Mennonites. He said that moved from Amish country, Pennsylvania, to Wisconsin, and they were gonna sue us.
And they're quite litigious, as
they were.
They combed through YouTube.
Yeah, they were litigious and Presbyterian, they said, and so for whatever reason, the video and the song had to stay up.
Damn. Yeah, they don't like electricity, but they love litigation.
Yeah, so they'll go to court as long as it's daytime.
On the day. In the day.
Yeah, he says, "Hello, Amir. I hope your day is spectacular. Tariffs not only impose immense economic costs, but also fail to achieve their primary policy aims and foster political dysfunction along the way." So, yeah, thanks for reading that, is what he said.
What?
Yeah, I guess he's a... He's anti-tariff or something like that. And he wanted to get that message out there.
So he's kind of like a libertarian, you think?
Yeah, he's kind of like a libertarian meets Presbyterian meets librarian meets Amish.
Mennonite.
Yes. Actually, hold on one second. Speaking of Milkman.
How are we doing, guys? How are we feeling?
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show, Ben.
No way.
Happy birthday to you.
No way.
It's not.
It's way too early or late,
It's not. No way.
Is it for Amir?
Happy birthday dear Patrick Cathos.
Oh my God, it's Pat's
birthday. It's not. You are my sunshine.
Only sunshine.
Make me happy.
Happy. When skies are
I'm gonna kick him out.
You'll never know, dear.
Don't. I love you. You
don't take
my Patrick
away.
In a manger.
One and it's nothing new. And I'm it's nothing new is all you go.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I muted him, but that was
Moana.
Yeah,
I really got there late.
Too interesting.
I can show you. The
oh, he unmuted. World. Okay, he unmuted. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Shimmering,
splendid.
Hey guys, so good to be on the show. How is it?
What a pleasure.
There?
Well, two interesting coincidences. One is somebody made a Milkman theme song. And we were playing it, Ben, as you texted me asking to be invited to the room.
That's
so
not
it felt
true.
Like, yeah, it is true. So it's like, it felt like I set it up cosmically, but it was just a weird coincidence. And the
well,
other weird
totally
coincidence.
True, you texted me just moments ago about playing a video game, maybe 20 minutes ago, and then you said I had to record this podcast.
Yeah, but unrelated to the theme song. The theme song just happened to have been about your character. And then secondly, it is Patrick Castle's birthday soon. I know that because him and my mom share the same birthday, which is the day after Christmas. So that joke,
26th.
Yeah, that's right. So that joke also kind of worked. So two crazy things right off the bat.
I'm gonna have to exit the podcast and come back in a cool 10. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. I mean, we didn't ask you
same
to
link,
come.
So same link works.
Yeah, same link.
Same
course.
Link. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, he's gone.
What?
What?
He's gone. He
insane.
Just left.
That was so fast. All right, let's try to answer some
he
questions
said,
before.
Exit the podcast. Come back in 10 minutes. He's just going to come back in 10 minutes.
Now we're inconveniencing him somehow. It's a good thing I was recording too. That could have all been lost. All right. Anyway, focusing here. We have to answer some questions because I know when he comes back, he won't let us. So we got to get them in now.
Let's get into it.
This is, after all, an advice show. If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
Let's see here. Recently, writes a 22-year-old man from Toronto. A 22-year-old man from Toronto. We'll call him Pascal Siakam, who's a 20-something-year-old man from Toronto. Recently, I've been trying to decide between applying for physical therapy school or chiropractor school. I was wondering if the two of you could share your experiences and opinions on either of the two professionals. So
okay.
I don't have much insight about chiropractors versus physical therapists, but you've been to both, have you not?
Mm-hmm. As well as acupuncturists. I've tried them all.
Yeah.
I've tried them all.
And then do you have high regards for one of the professions versus the other?
You know, I guess maybe physical therapists over chiropractor. But I basically have had two experiences with chiropractors, both of which where it feels like they're about to murder me, and like one of them, this dude like kind of set me up with like an electronic muscle relaxing machine and then left the room for 25 minutes. So it felt really weird to pay him $200.
Yeah,
because he kind of just like put me on a machine and left. You know,
for whatever like, reason. Not, yeah, chiropractors seemingly have like a negative view in society. Like they almost are like half snake oil salesmen. It's like used car salesmen. There's some good ones, but then it's like you hear these horror stories about the others.
Right. Which I guess is like, I mean, it's kind of like any profession, really.
Yeah. But for whatever, like you hear about chiropractors, like, oh, don't go to this chiropractor. He's actually like a quack, or like it's not real, or what he does isn't sanctioned or legal or good in some sort of official medical capacity.
Right, because all they're, at least in my experience, all the chiropractor really did was, like, give me a very, very satisfying, like, crack in my back.
Yeah,
which was nice, but, like, yeah, you Streeter can do that.
Yeah,
Streeter would do that at work.
And
you know, you have a loved one walk across your back, and it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But then I also know people that have, like, that swear by a chiropractor that's like, yeah, they worked on me for 6 months and, like, made it so my pelvis is like, you know, a perpendicular now instead of like curved or whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's very hard to know who's actually doing a good job versus not. And it's such like a sensitive part of your body, your back.
But I do think, like, I think that all, like, alignment and all of that stuff comes down to, like, core strength. And I think that building strength and muscle is more about, it's more about the, like, the physical therapy aspect than the chiropractor. The chiropractor feels like a quick fix. Like, can you snap your fingers and I'm better? And the physical therapist sounds like, teach me the exercises. Teach me to fish.
Yeah.
I want to, it takes more work, but I think that physical therapy is the one that actually, works.
Yeah.
You can do all of it in tandem if you're just talking about making yourself feel better. But this guy who's talking about which one do? I think you want to do the tried and true method, the one where you can really make a difference over time, not snap somebody's neck like you're James Bond and have them walk out and be like, I think I feel better, you know?
Yeah. The public opinion of like chiropractors is like that it's a pseudoscience, and physical therapy is like, oh, I go to my doctor for physical therapy, or like he prescribes me physical therapy. It seems like more science-based, and like professional athletes do physical therapy. You rarely hear about like LeBron James going to a chiropractor.
Yeah. I think that like just in terms of which job I'd rather have, it feels like meeting different people that have had different types of like injuries or things that they're coming back from, things that they're working on. It's more interesting to be a physical therapist, like giving somebody an exercise regimen, like talking to them, getting to know them, making it like, you know, very specific to the individual, versus like, I feel like a chiropractor most of the time is like, my hip hurts, my ass hurts, my neck hurts. And you're just like, okay, let me massage this for like 10 minutes in a sweaty little room. It doesn't seem as cool.
Yeah. You don't want to tell people that you're a chiropractor in a sweaty room cracking backs. But you do want to say that I'm like, a physical therapist cracking wise.
Yeah. Physical therapy, I feel like I've been to and like big open gyms where they've got like the treadmills, they've got the tables, they've got the weight station, they have a pool. It's a little more like sleek than the chiropractor's offices I've been to have always been like in a industrial mall or like a basement or something, and they're tiny and weird.
Yeah, like basketball players go to physical therapists, and like uncles go to chiropractors. Everybody's uncle has been to a chiropractor.
Yeah, you should focus on basketball players, not uncles, if you're talking about your career.
Yeah, no, nobody who has a sibling, who has a child, would go to a fucking physical therapist. They're all about the chiropractors.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron's not an uncle, you know what I mean? He's not unk to anyone.
Is he not an uncle?
Yeah, because he's an only child. And I don't know if Savannah has any siblings.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
he could be an uncle. He could still be an uncle if Savannah has siblings.
He's an uncle in like a cool way. How like people are like, yeah, call me uncle, like to like Bronny's friends, you know? Like he's Uncle LeBron or Aunt like Savannah, you know? But like he's not an actual uncle like me.
You're saying you got like one up on LeBron.
I mean, I don't even want to say one is better than the other. But
he's got rings. He's got the foundation, the production company, the shoe, the jersey, the cash, the riches, the fame, the honor.
The honor.
He's friends with Obama.
But he's not an unk.
But he doesn't have a niece. He doesn't have a niece.
He really doesn't.
And you have fucking two.
I have three nieces. Yeah.
You have three.
I have three nieces.
But you don't have a nephew.
You know, I don't have a nephew.
You don't have a nephew.
Actually,
yeah,
you know who
has,
you know who has a niece and a nephew? Ben. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, no chance.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. Playing copywritten music. His camera's off.
Moana. Shh. I love this song.
What a
Amir, shut the fuck up for 1 second. Let Jake hear it.
What a huge nuisance this is.
I love the Moana soundtrack.
No video and just a copywritten song we can barely use.
You're ruining this.
Can't believe you just ruined it. Sorry, Jake.
What do you want me to do? Play uncut Disney songs in the middle of the podcast? You're sorry to Jake for that, for how I acted.
It's been a long time since I heard the Moana soundtrack.
And was it even
it's
the Moana?
It's fine, I get it. It would have made you happy. I looked choked up.
It was making me happy. I was very happy.
Oh, damn. Man. Guys, fuck. Did you hear about FDR?
What happened?
Huh?
Polio.
That was 100 years ago. Who gives a shit?
No, my man. No, my man. I'm talking about Franklin Delano.
A different guy. What's his last name?
Not Delano.
What's his last name? Delano.
What? Delano.
Roosevelt.
So full name is the same.
Not quite.
All differently. And Delanor, Jake got Delanor. It. God, Jake got it because he listens. Moana.
So this is a new guy named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he just got polio.
Consider the coconut. Consider the coconut.
Consider the tree.
Oh, my man, Jake. How are you, buddy? Good to see you. You're back.
Good to see you, too.
Beautiful.
What the hell is happening? This sucks.
Is this Patreon or is this regular stuff?
This is regular stuff. Up tomorrow, hardcore podcast action. And you're not
but
even
actually, that
you're
gives
not
me
recording
an idea.
Yourself,
we should
right?
put this behind. We should put this behind a paywall if we have Schwartz.
Too late.
On.
Well,
if
too
we
late.
Got the Betty Schwartz.
Let's put like, so I'll play a bunch of my favorite Disney tracks.
No.
And people listen
no.
to Disney music. They
we can't do that. We can't do that.
Yeah, put it in the vault. Let's do it.
It's even smart, more right? illegal if we charge to hear the copyrighted music. If it's free, then maybe we can get away with it. But to say that we're putting Disney songs behind a paywall, yeah. Nice. What is that?
What movie's from?
Tailspin?
Jake, you know?
What the fuck is this?
Quiet. I can't hear the
Stop.
Song.
Here,
That's fine. You're not supposed to be able to hear the song.
I can't. You're talking over it. I can't
you
listen.
Can't play it.
Can't hear the song.
Here it comes.
I don't know this song.
What is the fucking Goof Troop or some shit? Some
That's beat. Correct. It is the Goof Troop. Don't act like you're an asshole. You knew it from the top.
I
to the
love
bots.
The Goof Troop. I need the Goof Troop. It's a goofy troop. Ben, we were talking about being an uncle. You have a niece and a nephew, right? How's that?
I do. I am an uncle. I'm an uncle twice over.
Is Amir an uncle once over? Because he has three nieces.
Ben has three kids?
No, my oldest brother has two and Ben has one.
I don't think I've ever met your oldest brother.
That's okay.
Well, I've met all of Jake's siblings,
that's
right?
Fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it Sarah, Micah?
Yep.
Is that all?
No, there's
then there's
three
Hannah,
others.
Who you also met. Then there's Rachel. I don't know if you met Rachel.
I don't think
there's
I've
Eliza.
Heard.
Believe you met Eliza. So yeah.
Oh my God, all of your, which reminds me of a song, but all of your...
We cannot play a song. We cannot play
you
a song.
All of your... the names that you named are from...
The Bible.
This musical.
No, it's not from a musical. It's from the Bible. It's not... There's not a musical about the Bible. It's the actual...
Shh. I can't hear.
Definitely not from fucking Hamilton.
Yeah.
Micah is from Hamilton?
Yeah.
Who's Micah?
They're all very... They're old
Who's
names.
Hannah? Who's Hannah in Hamilton?
Grew up to be a hero and a scholar.
We can't do
the
that.
Micah.
Yep.
Why can't I do that?
Do what?
You guys play music all the time.
Yeah, we have to like...
You can do that.
We play fine. Original music that like our fans make to intro and outro. So you're
I
just,
did. I changed the word
playing
to Micah.
Off, you're playing off your fucking iPad a song that Disney owns. Disney owns all those songs. The Goofy movie, the Hamilton.
IPad, Jakey. He knows it's not an iPad.
Yeah. Does Ben have enormous hands that looked
That's
like an
so
iPad?
That's so funny,
like,
Jake.
Not
That's
really.
So
Imagine
fucking
Ben's,
funny.
Ben's hands
not
are so
that
big
funny.
That was an iPad There's, and it looked
Jake,
like a
you
phone.
You look great, by the way. Stand up for me. You look fantastic.
Really? Me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You look good.
How can you tell? He's wearing a sweatshirt. Turn. He's wearing a sweatshirt. Oh, he's not. It's not even a full turn. He's mic'd in. He's wearing
a
wire.
I can't really turn exactly,
was not,
right?
Yeah, you couldn't
good,
turn.
Dude, thanks.
He couldn't
Thank
turn.
You.
What did
is
he
there
do?
A video component to this or is it just audio?
I'm recording it because you sort of ambushed it. So like I am recording the video and the audio, but it'll only be released as an audio. So the songs that you're playing, like that'll be on the show.
Unless we
now.
Do something, unless we do something visual, in which case we'll have to post this somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what were we talking about? I'd love to be a part of the podcast for the last, how many seconds are there?
There's 25 minutes.
Oof,
at least,
all right. I can give you a tight five, definitely.
All right. We were talking about being an uncle. And
okay. Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, how I was an uncle and LeBron James isn't an uncle. And
Jake, do you have any, are you an uncle?
No, I have no nieces or nephews.
Your family doesn't believe in children, right?
My parents believed in them. There's six of
Hell
them.
Hell yeah,
nobody,
dude. Hell
none
yeah.
Of, yeah. No hell hurdles, yeah, none of us dude. Can fucking get pregnant or late, I guess.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Why?
I love
hell
this
yeah.
conversation. It's
Why?
Awkward. It's nice.
It's weird. It's invasive.
And Amir, what do you do? I can't imagine you with kids. What do you do with kids, Amir?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm playful with my nieces. They all seem to like me. I'm like a fun uncle. I come in, I make jokes, I laugh, I give them gifts. It's like a fun
Do you
relationship.
Talk about your gambling thing, or what do you talk about with them?
Talk about my gambling? What gambling thing? I don't have a gambling thing.
You have a gambling
You have a little
problem.
Bit of an
you
issue.
Gamble quite a bit.
I don't have an issue. I don't have a problem. I talk about football and I try to pick their brains about which teams are going to win, but I don't think I have a problem or an issue. I talk about niece about
yeah,
gambling.
That's you yeah. trying to. That's you trying.
Do you ever put money on the teams that they guess?
Yeah. Like, So earlier today, one of my nieces said hammer the Vikings -7.5, and I put her bar mitzvah money on it, and she lost. And so that's cash that she won't get.
She lost.
Yeah, you put up $314?
No. I ended up giving her close to $2,500, but that money's gone now because the Vikings didn't cover, and she gets that. So, that's money that she owes me through my brother. So, it's money that I gave to her, and she wanted to let it ride. I said I can double or nothing if the Vikings cover. They ended up kicking a field goal in overtime. They didn't cover. They lost. That money's mine. Now my brother's stonewalling me. He'll PayPal me half because he feels bad for me, but he won't give me the other half because he says 13-year-old girls can't gamble. And you're saying I have a gambling problem? He has a gambling problem. He has a gambling problem. He's raising a degenerate. He's not paying her debt. What's that?
Right. The problem is that she's not paying her debt. That's the problem.
She's not paying her debt to me, yes.
The gambling problem.
But I have to pay the debt because the bookie doesn't think that I'm a 13-year-old girl. He's not going to take it easy on me.
What shows you watching, Jake?
Me? Oh, I'm in the middle of the second season of Dark on Netflix.
What's Dark?
German, dark by the name. Okay, it's like a thriller. It's a sci-fi thriller.
Sure.
It's really good. Very good. One of the best shows I've ever
seen. Well, you pitched it really well.
Yeah, I apologize. I wasn't ready. Amir never asked me these kind of questions.
Amir doesn't ask questions.
Yes, I do.
He asked me if the Vikings are going to cover.
No. I talk about lots of stuff.
All he does is ask me about shows.
Do you guys give yourself birthday gifts?
We used to when we saw each other, not anymore.
Yeah.
So now this isn't a bit. I'm going to ask Jake and I'm going to ask Amir. Jake, I don't even want a bit. I want a real one. Jake, what's the best birthday gift Amir has ever gotten you? Don't lie.
We talked about this recently. The most thoughtful gift he ever gave me was a really nice pen.
Is that true? That's the most thoughtful one?
I think it was really thoughtful. He really put himself out there.
And then Amir, without doing a bit, what's your favorite gift that Jake ever gave you?
I took a fleshlight out of his apartment once, and he said, keep the change.
What the fuck? I gave a real answer.
He gave me a dusty ass pocket pussy, and I had to pay for that, and it was used. I had to wash it, and I had to use it. And that was my fucking half-birthday gift that year.
You didn't have to use it.
Yeah, you did not have to use it, by the way.
Well, now we're Eskimo brothers.
You get to use it.
best gift that he got me... God, what... You got me a big baller brand shirt where the bees were Bitcoin symbols. That was pretty thoughtful. I still wear that to sleep sometimes.
That's right.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah. What else have you gotten me through the years? Running shorts once, I think.
Through the years, got you
some running shorts one time. You got me a Yankees t-shirt that said 27 rings.
That's
got rings on it. That's what it was. Yeah, got rings.
This is nice. Isn't this nice?
Yeah. You're kind of putting us on the spot. But yeah, it's nice.
We'll pay money to the Patreon, right?
This is not a Patreon. Mm-hmm. This is just a regular podcast episode. Oh.
We might as well put this on the Patreon if Ben's on it. We should just...
You can't do that. You can't just pivot like that. You cannot do that. We can't just at the last second decide.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that idea.
Of course you love it because you have no fucking clue how this shit is run. You don't get anything. You just jump in. You're not recording yourself. And I have to pick up the pieces like a fucking cartoon Italian chef who's catching meatballs out of the air. I'm the one who's going to have to edit this. What? I'm the one who's going to have to do the work.
What's happening in this situation that
like
is raining
you fucking,
meatballs?
Yeah, you slam into the kitchen and the waiter's like, oh shit, it blows up in the air, right? And I'm like the fucking Italian
the
chef is trying to catch it all.
Serving got 20 meatballs.
The chef is trying to catch the meatballs or the waiter would be catching the meatballs?
Yeah, the waiter's like on the ground.
The meatballs are already prepared.
So I'm holding two plates. I'm holding two plates of spaghetti and I'm like, catching them before they hit the ground.
Are there meatballs in it or is it just spaghetti, man? It makes no sense.
No, my plates have spaghetti. He was carrying the meatballs. So I catch him oh my God, before they hit the ground, let me catch them in the plates with the spaghetti on it. And then suddenly it's like, I didn't order spaghetti and meatballs, but that's a bonus now, especially considering those meatballs. Yeah.
Say congrats on your last episode.
Thank you. Which one?
I'm psyched that you guys pushed through and got this far ahead. What number is this? It feels like infinity. What number is this one?
Yeah, 460 something.
No, it does.
Oh my God. What are we going to do with the 500th?
What should we do?
Yeah,
live show?
Cancel it. Everybody would want that to be the last one, I think.
I don't think so.
500?
For it to be over?
Yeah. You got to concentrate on Jake's Dungeons & Dragons thing anyway.
I have to concentrate on it? I have to concentrate.
You're putting more ad space behind it. It's the hit of the century.
Yeah, but I'm not in charge of that shit. That has nothing to do with
it. You could do more behind the scenes for it.
That's
what are you talking
great.
About?
What if you got, yeah. What if you got an iPod and did behind the scenes on it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Cool. If I got an iPod and did behind the scenes on it, that means nothing. That's nothing. That's nonsense. What the hell are you talking about?
A Zune then. Whatever, dude. Who cares? Why are we having this conversation? This is old news.
Just get a Zune.
Get to 500, get a Zune, and get the fuck out of here. I need to concentrate on not another D&D, baby.
Go for Thank it. You. Concentrate on it. Don't let me stop you. And the fact that I get an iPod or a Zune shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't affect anything.
Zune.
Well, how you
okay, a Zune. A Zune. Jesus Christ.
Get a Zune, man.
Right, nice. Yeah. That's not a phrase. Like, that's not a, yeah, that's not Zune, a thing. Man. No, that's not a thing. That's not a reference to anything.
Get a Zune, my man.
That's, don't
stop. Hey. We're seeing things eye to eye.
We can't use that. We can't use that.
Why can't you? People use it all the time.
Full songs like that?
Cool. Let me play other songs that you guys can tell me what movies they're from.
All right, we got to take a break, and then maybe you could do the music game during the intermission so that we don't air this part. But no, we'll be back on the other side of these messages.
Don't go to break. This is
bye, everybody. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. no, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back. Ben played 21 copywritten songs for us in full during the... Okay, he's still going. Here we go. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Bare Necessities. Yeah, Jungle Book. Blue.
Very cool. Sort of a name that tune now.
Yeah.
That's good. Are you okay?
I'm not really surprising. I'm coming on the show because Amir wanted me to say that the show is ending after 500.
I didn't say that. Yeah, no way. No, that was your idea.
Awesome run.
A lot of people are wondering what's going to happen on the next D&D. So this is going to kind of turn into like a talking D&D podcast. You know, like how they have those like talking Walking Dead and talking whatever.
Yeah.
So this will kind of turn
into that. Is going to be like a podcast about the Dungeons and Dragons
podcast. To recap the last Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Amir is going to be hosting it. Jake will be there. But this way,
I think they already do that on their Patreon. I think.
Yeah, we do that on our Patreon, but like we might as well have a. We could do one.
Well,
with
what about
you
talking about
that'd
the Patreons
cool.
talking about the Dungeons and Dungeons and Dragons?
That'd be perfect. So Amir would have to subscribe to my D&D Patreon.
So you have to pay the money, Amir, to understand what you're about to talk about.
And then I recap their recap episode? No, that's a waste.
I'll guest every once in a while.
That'd be
every
awesome,
once in a while, you're not even on the show with me.
No, Amir, this is yours.
Not
though.
If I. Ben said I have to concentrate.
And the
on
name
the,
of it,
on
the name
could
stay kind of the same. It's going to be if I were a review of a Patreon D&D of a regular, not another D&D podcast.
That works.
No, it doesn't. That was so long and meandering. Can you even repeat what you said? If you said it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. If I were a recap of a Patreon D&D of a not another D&D podcast. I'm an improviser. I try to remember the things that everybody say. I remember what you said. There's a, you got rings, and it was a t-shirt that said, got rings. And then your gift, Amir, that you gave Jake that you really liked was a pen. That was pretty impressive and stuff like that.
What was that?
Do you remember anything about me? When's my birthday? What month is my birthday in?
Your birthday?
Amir, anything about me. How old am I? Yeah.
Do you even remember where he got his credenza?
Where did I get my credenza? I literally said the name of the store.
Yep. Pier 1.
Oh my god.
All right, Ben, we need a 30-year-old man's name.
And it's an ordinary, is it an ordinary name or no?
Any
name you want to give
quick,
this person.
Quick, off the cuff, anything.
We rarely even mention the name, Don. So
Chatter,
it doesn't matter.
Why don't Chatter, we just say Chatter, Chatter Cuzzleworth. Cuzzleworth.
Not required that you spell it
well,
for
just
us,
so you understand what I said. Repeat it back to me.
Chattle Cuzzleworth?
Chatter
Cuzzleworth.
Chazzle.
You just said that you memorized everything. You said Chatter, spelled it out, and then less than 10 seconds later, you forgot. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Ready? It doesn't matter. That's it's okay. It's all right. All right. Ready? Yeah.
Well, not both you to be our guest.
That's okay. All right. Good job. That's awesome. Thank you for that.
Are you... Did you mute him again?
No, I didn't mute him. He felt all right. bad. All right. Ready?
I didn't feel bad.
Yeah. Chatter? Cuzzleworth writes, I just turned 30 a couple days ago, and it is quite a milestone. I've been thinking about trying to set self-improvement goals now that I'm as old as dirt. What goals did you guys set for yourself back then? If you set any goals at all, I'm thinking about stuff like learn a new language or start investing portfolio. I don't know. Thanks, boys. Been tuning in since episode 6. Wow. All right.
That's cool.
Advice for somebody who just turned 30. Is there stuff that you did in your 30s that you didn't do in your 20s?
Yeah. So I remember when I turned 30, we were in the middle of filming the Jake and Amir pilot, which Ben was kind enough to guest star in.
Wow.
We also launched HeadGum that week.
So,
and Jillian moved from New York to Los Angeles.
So
I had a major milestone of a 30th birthday.
Wow.
My long distance girlfriend moved to Los Angeles, shot a pilot, and started our podcast network.
Jesus. And that was
all at the same time.
Were those all goals that you put to yourself, or they just happened to all happen right when you turned 30?
Those were all goals. I achieved all the goals. And if you are not achieving 4 or more goals on your 30th birthday,
what?
Then you fucked up.
Whoa, Jesus,
4 or more goal?
Jesus.
What a weird, arbitrary 4. If you're not achieving 4 goals on your birthday.
Four more. Can I answer that question with a question?
Sure.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair.
Is it? Wake Up Jack. It's a Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's correct. I'm gonna answer any question you guys ask me with a Disney song. So
yeah,
any
it seems like it seems
me,
that
I'm
they're gonna be unrelated. That's not.
Well,
yeah,
ask
don't
me
think,
a question.
Don't think you're. We did. It says, "What goals should I accomplish now that I'm turning 30?" And then you played, "What's this? There's magic."
That
everywhere.
That was him asking to repeat the
Thank
question.
You.
Okay,
I
that was him asking you to repeat the question.
All right,
sure. I've been thinking about self improvement goals.
So what are the goals
now that he's turning 30?
What are the goals
what should he
that
do?
Someone should have for
what
when
are the
they
goals
turn 30.
That someone should have.
Yeah, and don't think of it. It's not. It's never gonna be the lyrics of a song. It could be like, "What happened when you? Do you have any like stories about you turning 30? Any anecdotes about you turning 30? Like, what happened when you turned 30? Did you do anything specific?" All right, he muted himself. He's muted himself, and he's looking for a song. Of
so
course,
I'll answer. Let me answer because I feel bad about saying that you had to have four more goals. You don't. All of my goals were an accident, but I do think that when you're 30, it's a good time to start thinking about. I feel like 20, I just like pissed away everything. You know, I never tried to save any money.
Yeah.
So I think when I was 30, I started trying to save money for the first time.
That's,
so you try doing that.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And investing. And it's easier to invest now than it was when we were turning 30 because there's like apps dedicated to just like storing a few dollars away every other week and then seeing it add up and putting it in mutual funds, cryptocurrency, whatever the fuck.
I think also you have to think about even when you're 30 that like life is kind of repeating, it's born anew, and when you really think about it, it's kind of like circular. It's kind of like
the song.
Right, guys?
So what do you mean?
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
I didn't think about it like
that. I want to know what you mean.
What do I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? Because he asked for advice about what he should do when he turns 30, and you played Circle of Life, and you acted like you had fucking hit a home run. So explain yourself.
Yeah.
What do you mean that life is a circle for
what
him?
What are you talking about? I just explained.
You know, you didn't. You said it's kind of like a circle.
So what else is up with you guys?
What? What the hell? What else is up? You bum rushed this episode. You played copywritten music over every answer. You didn't even ask us what was up with us originally, and you said, "So what else is up with you guys? So what else is up with us? I guess what else is up with us is that we have to record the rest of the show. That's what else."
Can
is
I be
up
honest? It seems like you're
fucking what?
It seems like you're a little sour, and you could use something.
I know. Yeah. I can use something. I can use any. Yeah, a song, of course.
Alright, this is pretty
good. Oh, he's getting into it actually.
who knew he was a Poppins head?
You can't dab to Mary Poppins.
We just had to play his tune.
We're back, baby. I didn't fucking know Mary Poppins was Disney. Yes.
Jake, do you remember when you came to me in full confidence saying that you wanted to leave Amir for a better partner? And it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you said, if I don't do it now, I'm worried that I'm going to be trapped in the same podcast for the rest of my goddamn life. And you said, if it ever gets to 500, remind me to cancel this shit.
I remember.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. And I remember you said, don't tie your cart to that horse.
Yes, I said a dead horse. Like, don't tie your cart to a dead horse, or else you're gonna.
So
have to
two metaphors. You mix them up.
Yeah,
you mix them
you
up.
Said,
I think.
Don't
two
think
different metaphors.
You said
a mirror.
Don't beat a dead horse.
No,
and don't put a cart before the horse.
No.
Don't tie your cart to a dead horse.
Yeah,
because
then you got
to
pull both the cart and the horse.
And that's what I've been doing for a decade, it feels.
And so tell people right now what you told me.
Yeah, that you just did. You just said, remember what I said to you in confidence. We're recording this whole thing.
Amir, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know, because this is all fucking news to me. You're an agent of chaos. You came on the show. You not only ruined this episode, but you stopped the fucking
will
partnership.
Will be the last episode of this podcast, as you know
what's
it.
The
after
most,
that, I have my own.
What's the most
I'll
fucked up about
podcast.
All this is that Ben doesn't seem phased at all. It looks
why
like
would
just
I
like
be? It's the right decision. I can't believe it took so long. Can I be honest?
What's up, Ben?
Yeah.
Can I be absolutely honest?
Is it another song?
Yeah. You know what
say
this,
whatever you,
you
need
know
to
what this is going to open up for you, Jake?
What?
Amir is like the Jafar.
I had to kick him out. I had to kick him out.
Did you kick Ben out?
He was, I think, hell-bent on us never getting to that last question. Like, it was deep in his resolve. I had to use the nuclear option.
I had to say remove Ben from the Zoom.
He's gone now. Much.
Yeah, it's over now. I don't know what to tell you. He hasn't texted me yet, but he's not going to be like happy about how that went
sorry
down.
About that.
I don't think. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I feel weird.
Of course you should.
Yeah. I feel like Discord was sown. I don't know if I should take any blame for it, but
you were so easily swayed the way he came in and then like.
No, I need this show. I need this podcast.
Now you say that? You acted completely differently when he was here, I think.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If he came back, I'd probably
you would flip probably back and
zip to the other side again.
That's really honest of you. I kind of fucked up. Yeah. I think for you.
I should see someone. So because my self-worth is tied with being in complete agreement to whoever's nearest to me at the moment.
Right. And I don't know why. I don't know why it was Ben and not me for that few like 20-minute chunk that he sort of hijacked the show.
Totally. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. But now I'm sort of back in reality and I need this show.
All right, let's try to answer one last question in case like the diehards are like, hey, you guys didn't get to more than one question.
Oh, right.
21-year-old girl from Kansas who we'll call Dorothy because she is in Kansas anymore. Dorothy writes, each year for Christmas, my grandma sends me and my siblings each a check for $100 as our gift since she lives in Arizona. And we don't typically do the holidays with her. This has worked out for me while I've been in college because I typically don't work the months that we are on break from school. This year, however, she has decided that she really does not want to do checks and she wants to do gifts. My mom has asked, try to tell her that we don't really want presents, but she doesn't sound happy. I know we are lucky to get anything at all from her, but I really do not need or want anything this year besides cash, as I will not be working for 2 months due to my college combining with all the breaks into winter break for COVID. Is there any way for me to not be a bitch while I ask for that sweet dough, or do I stay quiet and hope there's a gift receipt that I can return for some grocery money? Thanks for your help. Love, Dorothy.
Yes, stay quiet.
She needs that cash.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I need the gift card. Oh, that's good. No, ask for a gift
you
card.
You need to be a good person to your grandmother. Okay.
Yeah, and there's nothing.
She doesn't have a lot of time left.
And there's nothing more good than saying, you know what, get me an Amazon gift card. I'm winking.
No.
And then
there's nothing.
That's really perfect.
When it comes to grandparents, it's just whatever they want. Whatever they want.
Actually,
that is it. Okay.
Give me this old lady's fucking email because I bet I can be like, I'm your long lost whatever the fuck. And then suddenly I'm getting cash from her. I'm getting the gifts and I'm flipping them for a bigger profit. Like if it's like a still in the box, you ask for like a basketball card and she doesn't know what it's worth. And then you wait for a few weeks and then you flip the shit.
Dorothy, do you see how much you sound like Amir Blumenfeld here? And that's exactly why you need to not go down this path. By the way, Ben emailed me and asked me to play this for you guys.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Not really.
I guess that's about me.
Actually,
I think it's about me and Ben. That's awesome. So I guess I do quit as long as
that's it. One MP3 or a YouTube link.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Not really.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me, Ben.
Yeah. You got a friend in that's me, for sure. And then to me, it's you got a friend in me. Yeah, because he is a friend / enemy. Yeah, you've got a friend of me. All right, I guess you can't ask your grandma for cash. You have to accept whatever gift she gives you. 'Tis the season, yada, yada. But no one's going to stop you for selling it.
Don't beat a dead gift horse in the mouth.
That's right. You can sell that fucking gift. She doesn't need to know. Even if it's a personalized quilt that she made you, throw that shit on fucking Etsy and flip it for cash. Yeah.
There's a way to get cash for goods. Don't worry about that.
All right. That's it. That's our time. Is there anything we didn't get to, unsolicited? We can just go through it at a later time. I didn't have anything pressing. Did you?
No, neither did I. No, not at all. All
right. For more content, you can always check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/JA. That opening theme song was written by a Tariff guy. Remember Tariff guy? The guy who did the Milkman video Tariff that guy. Seemed to summon Ben to begin with. And then this closing song is a Lil Wayne parody. Yeah.
Okay.
By Nabil Ashraf.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah. He says, love you guys. Love the show. Seize the cheese and enjoy this fire intro. All right. Toda to you.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Nabil. Thanks to you guys for listening. Oh, yeah. The email address, if you have your own questions or theme songs, is ifireadyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Stay home. Stay healthy, most of all.
Stay safe.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You got a friend of me.
Yeah. Life too tough and you don't know what to do. Email if I were you, show@gmail.com. They'll help you with your problems. Oh, who? These Jews.
Jake and Amir, make everything clear. If you don't have a clue what you need to do, email if I were you. Jake and make everything clear. If you don't have a clue of what you need to do, email if I were you, show@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Original.